WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into one of our Wise conversations. I got my ice cream scooper out today. And when I welcome friends from Wise on, we're going to have Christina Pelletier on. She is a defending champion here on the program. Last time she was on, we were talking about how to do kids' snacks for, but this is spring. And we're doing some important things here. I talk a lot about gaining weight, which I've done all winter, crab cakes, some fried foods, all sorts of pizzas and snacks and good stuff. But this time around, it's spring. I'm getting back in better shape thanks to my friends at Planet Fitness. Christina, welcome back on. No ice cream today, even though I do have peach. I found a leftover butterscotch ripple last week at one of the stores, which I was really, really excited to score. And I'm still eating that very, very slowly these days. But you're here to talk about the good stuff and fresh stuff. And I will say this. During the winter, my wife and I moved out to the Sticks. And we did this to have a grill outside. I cannot wait for my wife to grill her first zucchini because she can't wait to do that. How are you? It's good to have you back on.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, you're here to do fruits, vegetables, outdoor things, and this is the time of the year where we get some choices maybe we don't always get with fresh versus frozen and certainly local versus from wherever it could be from based on how things grow. But this time of the year, the next 3-4 months, it's time to eat healthy and be healthy and start to add a little color into that diet.
Yes, absolutely. Spring and summer are, you know, that time of year where those fresh produce start coming back into season. So you have those berries, melons, nice tomatoes, and that summer squash. And it's just so fresh.
Well, tell everybody what you do at Wise. Give everybody your title and where you are and all that. And then we're going to get into why you're here to help me out, because there's a little part of like diet that's involved in what you do, right?
Just a little. So I am the in-store dietitian. I'm located in the Brunswick, Maryland location. And we do a lot of counseling and community events. So I just did a presentation at the Brunswick Library and the podcast media, things like that as well. And so we do just a lot of, you know, promoting those fruits, veggies, healthy diet, but meeting you where you're at. So just kind of working with individuals one-on-one to kind of get them healthy.
So next week, I'm taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on the road, presented by the Maryland Lottery. I got some buddy boob scratch offs. I'll show them to you later. Also, our friends at Goodwill, I'm wearing the shirt, and Window Nation. So we're doing the Crab Cake Tour. I'm doing the first ever vegan crab cake stop next week. I had some friends who are, you know, shellfish intolerant or vegan or vegetarian. And this came up that there are several restaurants in the area. The Land of Kush is where we're going to be next Wednesday on the 18th from 2 until 5, having vegan crab cake. So this is, you know, talking about vegan or vegetarian, for some folks, it's a year-long thing. But for other folks, they don't consider it. They don't consider I can have one day a week, one meal a week. Let's just go veggie. I mean, I'm a salad guy. You know that about me, but I'm also a guy that I like a little beef on my plate, a little chicken on my plate, a little protein on my plate. So that's the way I'm not an overeater, although sometimes it looks that way on the internet. But for you with summer squash, corn, bell pepper, I mean, all these things that I love so much, as you pointed out the last time you were on, when it comes to kids, sometimes it's the presentation of how it is. I don't love raw green peppers, but I love red peppers. I love peppers in things, but I don't eat them raw. I think there are different ways that you can enjoy different vegetables if you give it a try. And certainly when you start to add spice and you start to add technique, like my wife grilling something, all of a sudden vegetables can take on new life.
Yeah. We also do virtual cooking and nutrition classes. And I just did one that was a lemony Alfredo shrimp primavera. So
I want a copy of that.
that is actually featured in our Healthy Bites magazine that just came out. So that can be found in stores or online.
My wife picks that up every month and brings it home for me and says, you might need this for your Wise conversations.
Yeah, you can also find it online at healthybites.wisemarkets.com. So, but that recipe, you can really fit any vegetable you want. So whatever you have on hand, or, you know, whatever isn't maybe in its prime anymore, you need to cook it up. It's a really great way to kind of fit in more veggies and use them up.
I know every time we talk, I talk about getting old because I'm older than you. And when these, during the course of my life, how much cuisine has changed in this country, in this culture. Watermelon. Let's just, I mean, I know we've talked watermelon. I will talk gold watermelon in August because it's probably my favorite thing in the whole world. But taking watermelon and adding feta cheese and adding some mint, it just little thing. I never ate watermelon any other way than my mom would slice it and I'd spit the seeds out. It's the only way I ate watermelon. But I think there's so many different things now that dress things up that create salads and create something you could put something even healthier on. You know, my wife loves quinoa, right? So she'll make quinoa and she'll just dump it on any salad, anytime, throw it in there almost the way that I would add chicken or add bacon or add a protein or add a dressing for crying out loud. But all of these ideas, this is the time to, I think, try new things. I think summer when I go into the first things first, you go in the Y's, the first thing you see is produce. It's just, it's colors, it's fruits, it's vegetables. You go through there. My wife found some sugar snap peas that aren't always at Y's in the winter, not always available. But this is the time when you see something, grab it, try it. Bring it home, Google it, go to wisemarkets.com, find a technique that you may fall in love with. I don't know, cauliflower. I love cauliflower, but every time I find a new way to cook it, cauliflower hearts get served in restaurants as steaks now. There's just so many interesting ways to do it. I know I'll be talking about this at Landa Kush next week, but this is your chance to sell me on these veggies the way you sold me on those kids' snacks a couple months ago that I'm still thinking about.
Yes, we actually do have another elementary baking class coming up, and it's a sweet potato chocolate chip mini muffin. So,
what? Hold on, sweet potato. Give me. Is this dark chocolate?
It can be. Yeah.
All right, you're gonna let me take liberties with the recipes. give me this again. Sweet potato chocolate muffin.
Chocolate. Yep. Mini muffins.
Now, what kid's going to turn that down?
I know. It sounds delicious. I want to try them out myself. And there's also another recipe in our Wise Recipe Bank that is a zucchini chocolate bread, or you can make them into muffins as well. So a great way to kind of fit in some zucchini that is coming into season and get in some more veggies, even in your baking.
See, I like this, man. You're giving me ideas. Christina Pelletier's here. She tries to keep me in shape. It's very, very difficult to do when the folks at Wise Markets give me an ice cream scooper to begin with. That's where the party begins. Peach ice cream's coming in. They are threatening to take me up and tour me through the ice cream facility. I told them I'm going to be like Augustus Gloop in Willy Wonka. They're probably just going to dive into the peach ice cream vat this summer. You know, also this month, I want to throw this in. We did a segment last week. I love my animal so much. I love Nala. I was just with her a moment ago. It's Pause for Pets this month. So when you're rounding up, when you're buying this squash, when you're buying these pineapples, when you're thinking about cauliflower steaks on a grill at night, make sure you're rounding up for the pets. We've had a great experience with Be More Humane and our friends here at the Baltimore Humane Society. This is the month all May long. Round up. Give a little more. Give more than 49 cents, all right? Round up. Put $2, $3, $5 on there and take care of the animals as we pause for pets as well. But it's important that we pause for some healthy eating here as well. Are you an outdoor, are you a griller? Admittedly, I have not cooked on a grill other than, I don't know, maybe the Jimmy Buffett concert or something with some charcoal and like the little thing you bring and put in the trunk. We have not had a grill in our family literally since we got married. We got married in 2003. We moved into a building. We didn't have a grill. This is our first summer where we're getting a grill. And you know what we're arguing about? Are we going to get like a gas grill or what kind of grill? We haven't gotten the grill yet and it's May, but we're on it. Believe me, her 50th birthday is the last day of the month. We will have a grill here for Memorial Day weekend, but grilling vegetables in this time of the year, this is where you can really, I'm overwhelmed by the grills. They have pizza grills and this and the brisket and they're expensive. And I'm like, no, I just want what my mom had. I just want to put a piece of fish on a grill or a piece of steak on a grill or like a piece of corn on a grill. But grilling, this is the time of the year, I think. And certainly you can grill fruits now, right?
Yeah, you can really grill anything. So grilling fruits and vegetables can really add another dimension of flavor that you might not be able to get, you know, roasting it or sauteing it. So it really caramelizes the natural sugars in there. So giving them that great, like, crisp, tender texture.
I keep telling my wife, she doesn't want me using charcoal. And I'm like, all right, we're going to have this carcinogen conversation now against all of this. But it tastes delicious. I promise you that. Outdoor grilling is here. Fresh, fresh, always fresh at Wise. We always tell you about ways you can save money there. Make sure you're using your rewards card. You can grab the gas. We've talked about that and the rewards card as well. Christina Pelletier's here. She is our sometimes friend and foil from out in Brunswick doing all things. It's dietitian, I think nutritionist, right? Like, you know, what's the most common thing people would say to you when you do this? Not for kids, but for adults when they're trying to change their diet. Because I think spring is, we've all been locked in the house the last 2 years. There's some folks out there trying to make changes and they come to someone like you for practical advice. They can find some things on the internet. In a lot of cases, they really want a human to maybe hold their hand and help them be accountable, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we just got to take one step at a time, not change too much because then it becomes overwhelming. So maybe just kind of change one habit at a time, add in that one fruit or veggie to your day. And that, if that works, then you keep adding on and going from there. But it's really all about not making too many changes at once and being willing to make those changes.
Favorite veggie for you, Christina, what is it? And how is it prepared?
Favorite vegetable? I do love some grilled zucchini.
Okay. See, I mentioned that earlier. I probably got you going with that, didn't
I? Stuck in my head now. Yes.
Well, zucchini grills up nice with the little chars on it and all that stuff. And you can baste it with various oils and it gets a little char, a little fry too. Anytime like there's grilled squash, zucchini, tomatoes on a platter, I'm all about throwing that on. And it's such a summer thing because you need a grill. I don't even own a grill yet. I'm going to be working this. Next time we get together, I will own a grill. All right.
Yes.
And I will be putting pictures up of all of the delicious Wise fruits. And I don't know about fruits now. I would love to grill me a pineapple because I like Terry. You mentioned caramelized. If it's caramelized, I got a sweet tongue. I'm much more sweet than tart. My wife's much more tart than sweet. So things when they're caramelized, I'm like, scoop that on here. I'll sop that up. Give me something to eat that with. So some pineapple on a grill. And I put pineapple on pizza because I'm weird. But my favorite veggie, little known fact, broccoli. I eat broccoli all the time. Broccoli is my favorite, and I can eat it anyway. I love cauliflower too, but it's a little more rare. But broccoli, we have broccoli around here 3 days a week. We love it.
Yeah, it's a great versatile vegetable. Honestly, you can prepare it any way you want and add different flavors to it. So you're not having that same, you know, broccoli flavor. You can add different sauces or things like that too.
I love that broccoli flavor. You know, I especially love it in Chinese food. You know, it's not Chinese food for me if it doesn't have broccoli in it.
There you go. Adding veggies everywhere.
That's it. I'm a shrimp and broccoli, chicken and broccoli Chinese orderer. See, I like my veggies. I don't wait till you come around and poke me as the dietitian, nutritionist person. I'm always down with the veggies. My mom taught me right back up with Popeye the Sailor Man eating my spinach. My wife yelled at me the other day because I made her get me spinach and she got a whole thing of spinach. She's like, you made me get that spinach. You better eat it. And I'm thinking, we got to wilt that over something with some like pine nuts and bring in some balsamic vinaigrette. Like I'm thinking of ways to get creative with it, but I think it'll just probably wind up in a salad before it's all over with. Christina's here to get us all healthier. She works for Wise Markets. We have what we call Wise conversations around here about nutrition. And we always try to make them fun, but I always remind everybody to round up for great causes. And this month it is for animals and the love of animals. Paws for Pets is what they call it. Just give a buck or two when you're checking out and make sure you're throwing a little summer squash or some corn or some okra. My mom would love some okra because she was Southern. Throw that in there and take care of yourself and get healthy during the summer months here. Can't afford to fill up. We got a lot of hot days ahead. Christina, I hope to see you when I come up and tour the ice cream factory. Let everybody know that I got the scooper out here. All right.
Yes. I would love to tour that ice cream factory too.
You haven't done it yet.
I haven't, no.
All right. Well, if I get there first, I'll send pictures and let you know what flavors to get.
Yeah.
They're all good. they have some cotton candy birthday cake thing going on this month. And I'm like, what? I got to figure out all this stuff. Wise Market sponsors our Wise Conversations. Christina Pelletier is based out in Brunswick doing all things nutrition and dietitian work and helping the good people of Brunswick and beyond stay fit and healthy and keep nutrition top of mind. We appreciate you as always. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Christina Pelletier, you can find her and her last conversation, which if you have kids, ants on a log. I mean, fun ways to use celery and all sorts of stuff. Make sure you're checking that out. It's still making me hungry for celery and peanut butter. Makes me think of my mom. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking these positive conversations at BaltimorePositive.com.